Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. 111 Ministries combines dance, music, and spoken word for a unique artistic worship experience. Now the group has added book publisher to the resume with the release of the book Fearless, Free in Christ in an Age of Anxiety. Three of the members of 111 Ministries wrote the book, and with us tonight are dancer Carolyn Curry and writer Rachel Starr Thompson, who are two of the three writers. They're on the phone with us tonight to talk about 111 Ministries and Fearless. But before we get to our conversation, let's listen to Louder from Michael Austin Harris's Glorious Kingdom CD. And now an interview with Carolyn Curry and Rachel Starr Thompson of 111 Ministries. Good evening, Rachel.
Hello.
Good evening, Carolyn.
Hi there.
Now, Carolyn, it's been a while since we've talked, so maybe you can remind our listeners a little bit about what 111 Ministries is, how you got started, and what you do.
Sure. Well, 111 Ministries is a arts group, and we mix dance, music, and spoken word to present the gospel through various productions. We really got started when I finished my dance training, maybe about 10 or 11 years ago now. And Rachel and I were praying about where to go next with that. She was more just praying with me. I wasn't quite sure what the next step was. And we realized we could collaborate and put together my gift of dance with hers of writing. She had just completed a book on the Lord's Prayer, so we kind of sat and talked that through and came up with a 45-minute production.
Mm-hmm.
And we toured it locally. We thought that we would just be starting small, but it really kind of took off and exploded. And by our second year, we ended up with 21 performances over the Christmas season, which just about burned us out.
Wow.
But it was a great experience, and we've just kept going ever since.
Now, Rachel, how many people are actually involved with 111 Ministries? There's quite a few people involved.
111 is a little bit of an elastic team, so we have a core leadership group of three people, which is Carolyn and myself and our co-author, Mercy Hope, who wasn't able to be on the call today, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
So the three of us are kind of the core team, but then we also have, right now, touring with us all the time, Krista, who is a violinist, and Alyssa, who is also a dancer. And at other times, we've had as many as 10 or 11 people, just a mix of dancers and musicians, we like to partner with people as much as we can. So the team stretches and shrinks depending on what we're doing and where.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've had a chance to see the ministry in action, and it's really fascinating to see how you combine all these elements, the music of Krista, the spoken word, Rachel, that you and Mercy do, and the dance that Carolyn, you and the others do. How does all of that come together when you're deciding that you're going to have a chance to do some ministry? How do you pull all those different elements together into something that really weaves and works well with all of those artistic expressions?
That's a great question. We tend to start with a message that's on our hearts that we want to convey. So right now, for example, the production that we're touring is called Fearless, and it just really began because we were praying about what to do next, and we really just had this issue on our hearts of fear and anxiety. And then we kind of look at who is going to be able to be on the team and then ask them their parts to bear. So usually right away, first thing we'll do is find music, and Carolyn will get to work choreographing that. Definitely the most labor-intensive part of the whole production. So she'll get onto that and figure out who's going to be dancing it. And get rehearsing and teaching, and then we'll bring musicians and we'll bring Mercy and I kind of into the studio to see what's happening, and we write our pieces around that.
Well, Carolyn, when you're planning the choreography around something like this, how long does it take you to choreograph something?
Well, I would say one dance would take probably a couple of weeks. We started working on Fearless back in January and toured it in April. And it's a little fun because my younger sister is one of the dancers at the moment, and she's started coming out with a real knack for choreography, so I get to share it now.
in when you're, like, in terms of doing the choreography, is it something that can change even, like you said, you've been touring this Fearless program now since April. Can it even change from performance to performance?
Typically not. If you have more than one dancer working together, they need to know exactly what's happening all the time so that they can be in sync, so they can be in the right place at the right time. It just doesn't look quite together if you are kind of changing it up. Now, if you have a solo, that's different, and that can change depending on the space you have, mm-hmm. depending on your audience.
Okay. Now, Rachel, you mentioned about touring Fearless. You guys were in, if I recall correctly, British Columbia in the last little while?
We were. We spent the entire month of April. Yes, April. in British Columbia. Mostly in the Lower Mainland. Well, mostly, completely, entirely in the Lower Mainland.
Mm-hmm.
And were able to perform Fearless several times.
And what was the reaction to the program?
It was really good. People really seem to resonate with the message. And, when we take our particular art forms into the church, everyone's heard a message before, and most people have been able to hear music before, but very few people in the church have actually been able to see what Carolyn does, and right now what Carolyn and Alyssa do, in terms of bringing a really high-level, excellent classical ballet, with those modern elements as well.
Mm-hmm.
Into the church. So that's usually a very new experience for people, and a very, we find, powerful and profound experience for people.
Carolyn, what is it about dance that kind of helps break the barriers down between where God wants to take a person and where they're at?
I would say dance is very similar with music in that it reaches the heart right away. It touches people on an emotional level, and then when we start with that, people connect with it on a heart level. And when Rachel and Mercy come to speak, then they're able to engage with their head, with their intellect.
Mm-hmm.
And just bringing those two pieces together really seems to make an impact.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just looking at some time here, and you talked about Fearless, and what we want to do is also talk about the book Fearless, which kind of arose out of all of this. Which is Fearless, Free in Christ in an Age of Anxiety. And we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with our guests, Carolyn Curry and Rachel Starr Thompson. and to talk about Fearless. I'm your host, Robert White, and you listen to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Yahweh from the Michael Austin Harris CD, Glorious Kingdom, and featuring guest artist Ali Matthews. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Rachel Starr Thompson and Carolyn Curry. You mentioned that the theme behind your latest program and your latest tour is Fearless, and you've also got the book Fearless. So which came first, the book or the tour idea?
The chicken or the egg?
Yeah, exactly.
The tour idea. That the idea that we were going to do a production about living free from fear, about fear, a fear-based lifestyle versus a faith-based lifestyle. That's been on our hearts for at least a year now. Maybe even 2 years. It's just been something we knew we were going to do. And the book actually came about when Carolyn and Mercy and I got together just with the intention to write. And we didn't have a very defined goal, actually, when we did get together to do that. But when we sat down and talked about it, we really felt like this actually was the topic and the theme that we wanted to address. So that's where the book came from.
Now, Carolyn, Rachel and Mercy have done a lot of writing in that. Is this the first time you've done any writing?
It isn't, actually. Rachel and I co-authored a book several years ago called Tales of the Heartily Homeschooled. We're both from large homeschooled families and wrote a funny book about our experiences growing up in that.
Okay. So walk us through the whole writing process. How did you... I know how difficult it is to write just on my own. You know, never mind get three people together and do something. How did that whole process work?
Well, it was actually tremendously fun, and I didn't expect it to be tremendously fun. I think we thought it was going to be harder than it was. The previous book that Carolyn and I co-wrote together is actually just based on a series of emails that we wrote back and forth, so that was a very different kind of collaboration. This one, we sat down every morning with coffee or tea or both, and we outlined the book to get started, so we kind of identified what were the key topics that we wanted to hit, and then every day we sat down with a chapter and we just talked out what was in our hearts. And I write for a living, so you know, it's not hard for me to pull words together, so I kind of sat there with my MacBook and took copious notes, and then at the end of each session, we would talk usually for about 2 hours, probably. And then at the end of the session, I would just pull together what we had talked about into something cohesive, and mm-hmm. the book kind of wrote itself that way.
Now, I'm assuming when you're talking about talking, was this in person, or was this through technology, like Skype or things like that, or how did all of these conversations take place?
We did it in person. We set aside a couple of weeks in our home here in Crystal Beach, and Mercy actually lives in North Carolina, so she flew up for that, and we just devoted all of that time to it.
Mm-hmm. Now, in looking at that whole process, how did you decide on the final text? I mean, there's obviously editing and rewriting and that involved. How did you come up with and make the decision on what the final text was going to be?
Well, that was actually a fairly simple process as well. It helps that because we talked it all out initially, so what ended up in the book is very representative of what all three of us were bringing to the table. The first draft was a pretty solid representation of what we wanted to say. So then I did a certain amount of editing as I was pulling those notes together, and then when that was finished, I sent out PDF to both Carolyn and Mercy, and they read it through and marked it up, made suggestions. If there were bigger changes suggested, we just got on the phone or email and discussed those. But in large, it was a very harmonious and surprisingly simple process.
Mm-hmm. Carolyn, were there any challenges that you guys faced as you were writing the book?
That's a good question. I would say one of the biggest challenges was simply health. Mercy got sick in the middle of it, but managed to push through. But no, we just all enjoyed the process, enjoyed sitting down and talking to the topics together and coming out with something that we felt really was on the Lord's heart.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's always, I found in the writing process, there's always way more information and things that you have that you've either talked about or researched and that, than actually make it to the book. Is there anything that you had to leave out that you really wish you could have gotten in?
Because we kept this book, as you know, because you have a copy, not a huge book. It's pretty focused on one topic. So because we published it ourselves, we were able to bring everything into it that we wanted to. However, there was a lot more topics, more depth that opened up in our conversations that we do hope to explore in another book, which we have already, we've made a run at it, but this one is definitely being affected by that too much information syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
I have to do a lot more work to get it focused and pared down. Fearless felt almost supernatural to us, how well and how quickly it did come together. It just really, really flowed. And of course, we had lots of bunny trails and tangents that didn't end up in the book. I think I spent 2 hours looking up how lottery winners lose their money one day, because it kind of tied in. You know, when I didn't put all that research in there, as fascinating as that is.
Yeah. I mean, you can get lost on things like that. So, the book's been out for a little while now. What's been the reaction to the book so far?
Really good. So we're on a mission right now to actually give the book away. We have a goal of giving 10,000 digital copies away, which we're doing in various ways. Right now, mostly through personal outreach online. And so we've given away about 1,200 copies at this point, between 1,200 and 1,500. And we're planning to really kind of ramp that up in the near future. But the response that we're hearing back is great. We got a message just recently from someone on Facebook, actually, who messaged me and said, you know, I read your book and it gave me the breakthrough, it gave me the understanding of what I need to do, and I'm changing my whole approach to, I think for this person it was writing and blogging, but they're going to be putting out this whole a much bigger thing into mm-hmm. the world than what they had the courage to do before. So that's awesome to hear.
Mm-hmm. Carolyn, where did the whole idea of giving away the book digitally arise? How did that come about?
Well, that's actually a better question on Rachel's end. A bunch of research recently, just as far as her own business, and realize that it's helpful when you're able to get that many copies out into the world.
Mm-hmm.
You just start some talk, start some conversation over that, mm-hmm. and then you're able to build after that. Rachel, do you have anything else on that?
Just that we want to come out into the world giving value for a lot, because we're not a well-known ministry for a lot of people. We don't want to kind of show up in our first contact with people is, hey, you know, we did this thing, give us money. We want our first contact with people to be, hey, we have something really valuable to say, mm-hmm. and we just want to open the door to conversation with you and to relationship with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's take one final break and then finish our conversation with Carolyn Curry and Rachel Starr Thompson of 111 Ministries and two of the three authors of Fearless, who, along with Mercy Hope. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
I see it rising like the dawn. I can see its embers glowing on the distant horizon.
I feel it swelling in my chest. I hear a million voices singing, and they're leading me to rest. They're crying, freedom. Over Asia, yes, South America.
Everybody's crying freedom.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Freedom from the Glorious Kingdom CD by Michael Austin Harris. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with 111 Ministries, Carolyn Curry, and Rachel Starr Thompson. Carolyn, what's been the reaction that you've heard so far about Fearless?
I would say the reaction is just a moment of eye-opening for people and realizing that they don't need to really be living with the fear and just the daily concerns that everybody faces.
Mm-hmm.
There is a different way to live.
And Rachel, as Carol was saying that, I just realized that we need to give people a little bit of a synopsis about the book. What is Fearless all about?
Fearless is about living your life with God on the throne and with faith as your connection to God, rather than living your life with fear on the throne. So in a nutshell, fear tries to set limits around our lives, and fear tells us what we can and can't do and what we can and can't be. These are things that only God has the right to tell us. And as we explore this concept of living free from the control of fear, as opposed to living free from the feelings of fear, I don't think that you ever get completely free of feelings, of apprehension, of, you know, jitters. But you can live free from the control of that. And as we got into that topic, we just realized that the things that really enable us to live free from fear are the basics. They're the basics of the Christian faith. They're things like being consecrated and just holiness and fear of the Lord. So we're trying to bring these very old concepts into language that modern people can connect with and understand and really connect with the power of them.
Right. Carolyn, what's next on the agenda for 111 Ministries? You mentioned you were in BC during April. What's happening in the next little while?
Well, we have a couple of projects going. In August, we're going to be running our annual arts camp for kids. Great time for the kids to come and get dance classes, get discipled. We do extensive Bible studies. That lasts for a week. And then we'll be doing a couple of other arts camps with a ministry up in Ottawa. And after that, we're hoping, Lord willing, to do some ministry in the Philippines in the fall, probably over October, November.
Great. Well, where can people find out more information about the book Fearless or about 111 Ministries?
They can go to 111ministries.com, which is O-N-E, then the numerals 11ministries.com. And there's lots of info about us there. And if you're on the homepage, you just scroll down until you see where it says Fearless. You can live free from fear.
Mm-hmm.
There's more information there, and there's also a link to get the book for
Great.
Free.
Great. Carolyn, Rachel, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection tonight, and thank you to my guests, Rachel Starr-Thompson and Carolyn Curry. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at artsconnection.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@artsconnection.ca. Follow us on Twitter at SaintLaw13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook or check out the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.